This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Stand by, Jonathan. We have breaking news.
There are reports tonight that ESPN has pulled a football announcer from an upcoming game because of his name, which is Robert Lee. The twist? Lee is an Asian man, not exactly your vision of an unreconstructed Confederate.
Do we really think that the average viewer is going to make the connection between an Asian guy calling a game and the former leader of the Army of Northern Virginia?
Well, that is the question as we start the sacred fire of liberty here. Jonathan E. Ward, welcome back, my friend.
Well, it's good to be back, Robert. And that question really raises a more fundamental point, which is just how absurd this whole movement is to tear down every monument, to eliminate every statue that possibly could be a tie-in to the Civil War on the assumption that we should destroy property and remove these images, and even to the point of disallowing someone to use their own name because there may be some reflection upon the South and its role in the Confederacy and the Civil War. Look, this is a part of our history. We shouldn't shirk it. None of us is proud of slavery. It's an abomination. None of us who believes in liberty to the core believes that there is any room whatsoever for one person to own and control the life of another person against their will based solely upon their race. That is the most repugnant thing in the world. But you can believe those things and at the same time respect the fact that we had a civil war, that there was a separate nation within our nation called the Confederate States of America, that they did fight against the Union and lost, thank goodness, and that there were these people who were defending their states, like Robert E. Lee, who was asked to be the head of the Union Army, declined because he was a Virginian and believed that he couldn't raise his arms against his own state and against his own neighbors, but had to defend them. Mm-hmm. He was not an apologist for the institution of slavery. He believed slavery would be eliminated by God in God's time, as did Abraham Lincoln, by the way.
Yes, yeah.
Same philosophical viewpoint.
And Jonathan, to say that the Civil War was simply a war against slavery is absolutely ludicrous. It's not factual in history. There were so many factors that led to that division between the North and the South. Slavery was one of many things, and as you said, there were many that believed, as it did around the world, pretty much eliminated without bloodshed. And in fact, it may have created resentment in the South for many decades to come. But again, this idea that now we have to erase history, hide the monuments, I got no problem if a community has a statue and they all get together and they say, you know what, we'd like to move that somewhere into a museum, whatever. But to tear it down unceremoniously, it's like the equivalent of book burning. The leftists are burning books. Cheryl Chumbly, are you with us? Are you following up on this for us?
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. You can hear me, right?
Yes.
Guys? Yeah, I've been writing about this since it's happened in Charlottesville. I think I wrote a piece about every day, including today, about what's been going on with this fallout from Charlottesville. And it's a complete and utter shame. It's a face slap to the founding fathers and those who fought hard and long to secure our nation's freedoms. And it's being done by a left that's ignorant of history and is just reacting to any chance they have to fight and rage against the Trump machine. This is thuggery, pure and simple.
By the way, we've got some historical recordings. I don't know how early it was that they developed the recording devices, but Super Don is a master at this. And he found that this Robert Lee from ESPN may, in fact, have been around during the Civil War, called a battle, the Battle of Albany. This is exclusive to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Listen to this clip here. You'll be shocked.
The Albany defense is dense but not broken so far. Jackson. Has time. Lobs it up far side. Touchdown!
I'm not sure what a touchdown is in regards to the Civil War and the Battle of Albany, but that was actually Robert Lee from ESPN calling a game during the Civil War. So anyway, it's just, again, as patently absurd as that audio clip was, that's how absurd it is to say, you know what, we can't have the leftists melting because an Asian American, American of Asian descent, who has the name Robert Lee, not E, he doesn't have an E in the middle, is somehow going to upset folks watching the UVA game. The wussification of America, I keep saying this, I think it's complete each week, and it gets more complete each week.
Well, one of the things that bothers me about this whole thing, go ahead, Cheryl.
I was just going to point out the hypocrisy of the left, because as we're vilifying the founding fathers and Confederate figures and so forth, if you look to West Virginia, for example, there stands, I don't know how many different roads and buildings and structures named after the former Senator Byrd, who was a KKK member. But I guess because he's a Democrat, we're supposed to close our eyes to that.
Yeah, hypocrisy is an understatement, Jonathan.
Well, in the end here, look, many of these individuals, if not all of them, were important historical figures. They either were military geniuses, they were people who developed forms of warfare or tactics that had theretofore never been used. They marked themselves as significant based on their achievements in their life. None of those achievements involved the victimization of slavery. We don't have, for example, the captain of a slave ship standing proudly next to his ship with slaves in chain for a particular reason. That was regarded by everyone as base. The difference in opinion on slavery is most unfortunate, but the view was that, gee, we're benevolent masters. Well, that's simply, you can't be a master and be benevolent. When you own someone else, you can't be benevolent. But nevertheless, it was a different time, it was a different age, and we cannot judge a person by a sin. We have to judge the whole person. And even if we disagree with the judgment, that doesn't give us a right to destroy property or to take down this monument or to deny others the right to say, hey, look, this guy was a slave owner, but he also wrote the Declaration of Independence.
The risk is the elimination of history, and of course a lot of it has been whitewashed out, or however colored washed you want to call it, out of existence already, and it's dooming the next generations to make the same mistakes that it need not be made again. We must learn from history. These monuments are important reminders. We can have open discussion and debate about them. In fact, that's healthy and that's good. But to simply book burn, like, you know, the religious left are doing what some on the religious right wanted to do about burning, you know, great works of art because it had some things in there that they were in opposition to. It's not good on the right or the left when it happens. But right now, the religious left is dominating this argument for censorship.
And these statues, by the way, these are our own people. This is a civil war. I don't know if they appreciate the significance of that. More people died in the Civil War than just about every other war in American history combined. And these were brother against brother. This was a internecine battle. And so it is important, most important for us to remember that history so as not to repeat it. Another aspect of history is that the woefully wrong things done you learn about through history, and then you learn not to repeat them. If you deny the history, you take away the monuments, you take away all elements that remind us of that prior time, and you insist on this blind ignorance in favor of some politically correct agenda, that's not how you learn. That's how you developed an ignorance that's profound. We deserve to have these elements of history there to remind us of what things were, both good and bad. A statue doesn't say to you that you must command allegiance to it and must agree with the philosophy of the person who's depicted. It reminds you of who they were and what they did. You may dislike it, but that's not a justification for destroying it.
Yeah, when have we become so weak that we can't engage in discussion, debate, or see a monument that might offend us because of some part of history we don't like about it? But as you said, if you judge them by one sin out of the totality of and condemn them for it, you will learn nothing, and in fact, you will repeat the stupid mistakes that are no longer necessary, because in theory, at least, the consciousness had shifted. Remember, context is everything. When you learn history, it's not just about dates, times, and places. You got to get in to understand what was happening, what was going on in the world, what were people thinking, where were they, and what was the historical precedent that set the stage for a republican form of government as our founding fathers had established, and we've seemingly long since lost, as Jonathan has written extensively about and railed against, being ruled by a bureaucratic oligarchy, which is absolutely antithetical to what we were as a free people here in these United States.
Cheryl?
That was well said. Look, over a week ago, I penned a piece in the Washington Times offering a solution to some of this madness, and it was just simply that the answer is not to destroy the monuments, but perhaps to build more. You know, if you don't like Robert E. Lee in your community, and as Jonathan says, if the whole community does not want to move it, you know, if it becomes a local issue. But another option could be maybe put up a statue that tells a different side of the story. You know, I have no problem with minorities putting up statues in local communities that represent what they see as their contributions to America's history. I'm all for that because it gives you, like you were just describing, Jonathan, it gives you a better context of what was going on at the time. It leads to deeper discussions, and it perhaps fosters more interest in our nation's history.
Beautifully said as well. I agree that 100%. Again, this is the thing. We're not afraid to look at the sins of our past either in our country and acknowledge that, talk about it. And, you know, the reality is if we can do that, then we can go, you know what, I don't think we want to do that again. I think that was not something that was our greatest shining moment. But to simply erase those people from history because they were not of the consciousness that we are today, what are they thinking? Or are they not thinking? The political left, stop it with your calls for censorship. All right, we got open and free debate and discussion here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Emord, Cheryl Chumley, and then we'll be joined by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. We'll be back with Cheryl and Jonathan after this brief break. Stick with us. And we're also up on YouTube. Check it out at robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. yet. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Scott Belcher.
Well, I'm digging this cool part about the YouTube video that we have simulcast, is we get to discuss stuff over the break and you get to be privy to it with Jonathan E. Ward and Cheryl Chumley here, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Jonathan, to bring us back in, you mentioned it while we were doing the YouTube on the break. Lincoln's words after the war, right? Of how do we come together? How do we heal the wounds?
Well, this is the mature way of dealing with differences of opinion. Here, of all people in the world who would have a justification for obliterating the South, Abraham Lincoln, on the eve of the victory in the Civil War for the Union, would have had reason to scalp all of the Confederates and to execute them and so forth, and destroy their system and way of life under the institution of slavery. Well, through the Emancipation Proclamation, the slaves were freed, but he argued for charity. He said in his second inaugural address, "With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right." And then he advocated that we show compassion to the widow and to those who were wounded and victimized, and to bring them back into the brotherhood of mankind, even though we have these differences of opinion. Even though they advocated abolition and the South still wanted to have vestiges of slavery maintained in some one way or another. The basic point is, people are not perfect. If you hold them up to a standard of whatever you consider to be perfection, you yourself being imperfect, you're a hypocrite.
Yeah.
And so it is, we recognize the greatness that exists in people, and we recognize their faults. Sometimes their faults are so enormous that they subsume every other aspect of it, and then there's near universal condemnation. But for complex figures like Robert E. Lee, Jubal A. Early, and many of the common soldiers who fought for the South, Thomas Jackson, General Jackson. These people were complicated people. Jackson favored the expatriation of blacks to a country of their own where they could be free. He also believed in the education of blacks. He had his own school with hundreds and hundreds of black students at it. Here is a man who fought for the institution of slavery as a general in the Confederate Army. Well, he didn't believe in slavery. He believed in his state, just like Robert E. Lee, and he defended his state against incursions by the Union Army and his brothers in the South, but he didn't agree with the institution of slavery. Okay, yeah. What do you make of that? Why do you take down his statue?
Well, exactly, but again, those are the nuances that are not being communicated in this absolutist black-white scenario, which history is never that clear or clean. Now, Cheryl, you've also written about extensively Donald Trump in the Phoenix speech firing up the hate-filled media, which can't seem to see or think clearly. With every word that Donald Trump says, it's completely contorted into something else that he's not saying.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter what Donald Trump says when you have this committed of leftists in the United States just seeking simply to impeach Trump. I mean, and they've made no secret about that being their end goal. But the media coming out with such a vicious attack, it's one thing to disagree with a president's speech or policies. It's another thing to make broadcast claims that you can tell this president is suffering from dementia because of his comments, that he's vicious, that he's bigoted, that, you know, any name that comes to mind, this media now has slandered at President Trump. And I don't care how anti-Trump you might be, there's got to be some civil discourse here, and there has to be some toning down of the rhetoric, because if you're an American, the bigger goal is the future of our nation. It's not just taking down this president, who at best would only be in charge for 8 years.
Yeah, indeed. But again, there's such irrationality surrounding that hatred because it isn't who they wanted, right? And, you know, there was, you know, large swaths of disagreement with Obama and Obama's policies. And we could say that there were extremes, perhaps, on some semblance of the political charts, which there always are, that were going after Obama viciously. But at this point, they're far outdoing whatever it was, the vitriol directed at Obama, towards Trump. And I'm just like scratching my head. I'm going, wow, this is irrationality manifest.
They just feed off each other. It's just one big feeding frenzy of sharks. One says something and then another weighs in and ratchets up the rhetoric to the next slanderous label. I mean, and it just goes on and on in the media cycle day after day.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, I love being able to discuss with both of you and all of you out there listening and watching, you know, utilizing the intelligence God may have granted you or that you've worked for to, you know, engage in adult discussions, civil discussions about disagreements that we all may have. That's cool. We can handle that. In fact, when we want to talk about Trump, we don't agree with every one of his policies. That doesn't mean we have to hate, right? We certainly didn't agree with a lot of Obama's policies, but hey, folks, we got healing happening right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Political variety because it's Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. More with Jonathan Ebord. Check out Cheryl Chumley at the Washington Times op-ed page online, the opinions page.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, each week at this time, we go and do some sacred fire of liberty rekindling with Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, taking on the bureaucratic oligarchy. Also joined by Norm Singleton. Norm's taken over the campaign for liberty, succeeding Ron Paul. A great hero to all those who love liberty. And the Campaign for Liberty doing a bang-up job of communicating out there in D.C. some of the things that are very important to us here on this show. And to Jonathan Emord as well. Norm, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Good to be with you as well. And by the way, Jonathan Emord can be found at emord.com, emord.com as well. Campaign for Liberty is also linked up in the show notes. Norm, there are a couple of topics on tap with you today. One, the policy change in Afghanistan. Another is the discussion of fascism, whether it be on the left or the right. And I'm going to give you first opportunity to say which one you want to dig into first.
I'm kind of neutral, but I guess we could start with Afghanistan since that's kind of what's the big thing of this week.
All right. You're never neutral. You will have an opinion, and it's based in liberty. So, Norm, the issue of Afghanistan, it's always been said that that's the place where empires go to die. And from what I understand, Trump says, well, we're not going there to build a nation. We're going there to kill terrorists. Is there a way to differentiate between the policies of old, the permanent warfare state in Afghanistan, and what Trump is putting forward at this point? What's the perspective?
I think that the difference is largely rhetorical if you look at the details, because he's saying that we're going to ramp up the troops by at least 4,000, although he's going to keep a lot secret, and I understand the need to keep tactics and several things secret from the enemy, but there's a risk that this could spill over to keeping it secret from Congress and the people. But he also says that we're going to stay there until the Taliban and the existing Afghan government have come to some sort of settlement, peace agreement. That could take decades, years, and then once it's signed, who's going to enforce it? Probably, as always, it's going to require some commitment of troops from the American public, from the American government, rather. So what he's doing is he's actually opening the door for a lifetime commitment to Afghanistan. And when he talks about where he shouldn't withdraw too quickly, well, we are 2 years away, I think, from the first soldier who wasn't even born when troops were first deployed there in October of 2001, which was a deployment that pretty much everybody supported at the time, with the idea being that we would get in, get Al-Qaeda, and leave, and send the message to the whole Mideast that you can't attack on our soil without suffering the consequences. Well, here we are, 16 years later. What is it? Six years since Osama bin Laden was caught. And not only are we still in Afghanistan, we're still relying on the same 2001 authorization of force. We have a president who's going to expand, options against Pakistan. And, I don't think that neither the president or his predecessors have laid out a case for that. And we still have the elephant in the room, which is Saudi Arabia, which is where the 9/11 plotters actually came from. They used Afghanistan as a base. So I think there's a lot of problems with this. And ironically, Trump began his speech by acknowledging that he was elected by middle Americans who are, as he used it, it's a cliche, war weary.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's middle Americans who are tired of, after 17 years, 16 years, are questioning, why are we still there? And why are we there when Bush and Obama, both at various times in their presidency, proclaimed victory in Afghanistan?
Well, there's a weariness and there's a healthy skepticism about that as well. And I want to bring Jonathan into this. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say, listen, what is Trump if not the deal maker? He recognizes that the deep state, the establishment from all the parties and all of the entrenched Washingtonians are all seemingly against him. They don't like nationalism. They like globalism. And I'm going to say he made a deal. This is just me. A deal of some kind with some semblance of the war-making machinery, the Pentagon, to say, here, I'll let you have this. You got to get off my back here, because I need to have some allies or some people who are not attacking simultaneously, or we're never going to get any of the things I said I wanted to do done. And he's weighing it out and going, maybe this is the least offensive of the things I can do. They can back off and be happy, and now let me get at something else. Jonathan, any potential of that deal-making going on?
Well, I think that the president articulated an important difference between prior policies, particularly the Bush era empire building. You know, let's make Afghanistan a Jeffersonian democracy, or let's make Iraq a Jeffersonian democracy, and Obama's essentially let's ignore the problem and let's take all the troops out. I think he articulated a distinction in policy that differs from both of those in a very important respect, and that is he is focused on the war on terror. And so long, you know, the proof is in the pudding, but so long as the focus remains on nabbing terrorists and killing terrorists, that seems to me to be an entirely legitimate function because they are attacking us. It's a situation where we have a right of self-defense, and we have to use that right of self-defense wherever they are, anywhere in the world. And the fact is that they have been migrating from Afghanistan into Pakistan and have been given safe haven there, much like Osama bin Laden was, by Pakistani government leaders who are benefiting from the relationship with the Taliban, with ISIS, and with Al-Qaeda. And I think the idea that you're going to send a message to Pakistan, you're going to send a message to Afghanistan, that our business is not to perpetuate and develop the Afghan government that is sympathetic to us, and is not to be dedicated to complete eradication of the Taliban. It's to eliminating anyone who is giving aid, comfort, or is engaged in terrorism. And so I think that distinction is important, and I'm willing to give the president the benefit of the doubt for this reason. I think he has fundamentally shifted the war in the world that is being waged against terrorism in ways that make clear that it is the intention of the United States to go after the terrorists, as opposed to the more politicized methodology which was used to justify the overthrow of Gaddafi in Libya or to alter the regime in Egypt and all of this type of manipulation and empire building using military force to effect a change dictating the course of events that you would hope a people would choose for themselves. He made clear in that speech that he was not about that, and that in addition, it's up for the people of Afghanistan to choose what they want. All he's saying is, whatever you choose, if you're going to choose terrorism, if you're going to choose to harbor terrorists, you people who are involved in that, you're our enemies and we're going to kill you. Yeah. And I think that's what came through too. So I think we need to see what happens. But I think that the message that came out of that speech was very important.
Norm,
in that it changed the whole focus of the mission.
Go ahead, Norm.
I'm skeptical that we need 4,000 additional troops in there to protect our safety. In fact, given the existence of blowback, which is a real thing, I'm skeptical that it's going to reduce and not cause more and not serve as a terrorist recruitment tool. Although one of the things that's never talked about is our Nobel is President Trump's Nobel Prize winning
predecessor.
I think they turned blowback into an art form with his droning of wedding parties, which seemed to be his way to fight terrorism in Afghanistan was to drone wedding parties. And I'm sure that all those people who in Afghanistan who had their wedding in Pakistan who had their weddings destroyed by a U.S. drone were glad that it was done by a Nobel laureate as opposed to
a Peace Prize winner. That's right. So right. Norm, we got right. three different perspectives on the same event here as we're discussing it. And look, three adults discussing it, not yelling and screaming. I still think that, you know, Trump, the deal maker, knows he needs allies there because he's being attacked on every side. And I think there's some semblance of strategy on his part here.
Well, keep it as you and Jonathan both know, you know, personnel is policy. Is one of Morton Blackwell's, the founder of the Leadership Institute, and one of the, I would say, giants of the conservative movement of the 20th and now 21st century. One of the things that a number of people commented on was that talking about allies and advisors was that it was interesting that this speech came just days after Steve Bannon was officially removed, although I guess that was in the works for a couple of weeks. And Bannon, no matter what else people might think about him,
Bannon, yes,
he was the voice of Bannon, he was the voice of populist nationalism in the White House, and part of that was he was skeptical of the neocon democracy building project. He was a hard-headed. He had a very hard-headed realist streak to him, which led him to say that there was no good military option in North Korea. It's foolish to get into war building in or to ramp up the troops in Afghanistan. We should be looking to get down there. We should be making sure that the message is sent again that, you know, you can't come over here and attack us. You know, you're going to pay the consequences. There are intelligent ways to do that, such as mark and reprisal and good old fashioned intelligence work, that we can handle these terrorist groups without spending this money on these troops. And hopefully the president is going to go with his instincts of pursuing other ways to do that. One of the things that a friend of mine said, that Trump kind of ran as a tough dove. Yeah, he said, "I don't like war. I believe in toughness. I'm a Reaganite. I believe in strength."
All right, stand by, Norm. We're up against a break here. We got to go, but we're going to be back. Norm Singleton's got another segment with us from the Campaign for Liberty. Jonathan Emord as well. And we'll get into the issue of fascism. You know, the people that want to stop me from talking about vaccines the way I do are, in fact, pro-vaccine fascists.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, I'm telling you, if we had 24 hours to do this show with no commercial breaks between Jonathan, myself, and Norm, and Cheryl, we'd never run out of things to say. We'd be just like, take a breath so someone else can speak, but boy, oh boy, then the next person's ready. We're doing that on the break here on our YouTube stream, RS Bell Media Channel, or go to robertscottbell.com. Norm, one of the articles at C4L on the blog there talks about fascism on the left and the right. And I don't know if people understand that it can be on either side of the so-called Hegelian dialectic.
Right. Well, people don't. Unfortunately, what inspired Dr. Paul to write that article was kind of, and it's kind of almost a memo to libertarians and to the liberty movement, because you have a segment of libertarians that sort of fell away from advocating for liberty and fell into what is called right-wing identity politics, which is the alt-right stuff practiced by people like Richard Spencer and the Tiki Torch parade in Charlottesville. Then you have another part of the libertarian movement, culturally left-wing than the ones who went to the alt-right, and they are understandably and correctly, as I think we should all be, view people screaming anti-Semitic and racist slogans in the streets of Charlottesville with disgust and revulsion. And again, we all should feel that way, and I want to be clear about that. The quote, the good Lenin, if you go carrying pictures of Hitler, you're not going to make it with anyone. But the original quote was, if you carry pictures of Chairman Mao, you're not going to make it with anyone anyhow. And too many libertarians are allowing their understandable revulsion of the alt-right to lead them to sympathize with Fanta. And what too many are forgetting is that these are not opposite groups. These are two sides of the same authoritarian coin. They both want big government. They both want government control of the economy. They both want special privileges for favored groups. Neither of them see people as individuals. They lump them into groups. The racialist and racist of the alt-right look at your skin color or your religion or your ethnic identity, and they assign you rights and privilege based on that. And Betha, being Marxist, they look at you at your class status, and also maybe your race and ethnicity, because they do have a lot of cultural in that. And the reason they're both fascist is that in this day and age, you know, even Bernie Sanders isn't really a communist, because he's not preaching government management of industries or nationalizing industries. He's preaching that that government can kind of take over and manage, and there'll be some role for private corporations, but the neck of the government will be on them. The rich people can have their money. It's just that 60 or 70% will be taken away. And one of the comments Sanders made was that people call him a socialist, but he's not proposing returning to 90% marginal rates on the upper income bracket, which was what this country had in the 1950s. So both sides are fat. And also fascist political movements tend to rely on highly demagogic scapegoating.
Sure. Well, it's collectivism and group dynamics, and it opposes individualism, which is fundamentally, you know, your greatness, your value is by virtue of your individuality, by your gift of creation, by God, by a creator. And group dynamics, group identity tends always to divide and conquer. Again, that's the Hegelian dialectic. Jonathan, you know all that so well.
Well, Norm's quite right. I mean, both of these extremes are opposed to the founding principles, which were at root a freedom from government. That is, freedom was defined by the absence of government. What they are doing, which is repulsive, I think, and really outrageous, is that they are on the fascist side, the side where the alt-right side that is so-called fascist, as well as the extreme left, what they're doing is saying that government is the solution. We just define the problems differently. There's really no distinction to be made between the two except for the problems that they identify.
Exactly. Whatever happened
the solution is the same.
That nation that governs least governs best, right? Autonomy, individuality, spiritual freedom. That's what we're all about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Norm. Thank you to Jonathan E. Moore. We're back next hour. Iatra Genocide, Chris Barr, questions of the day, and more, because the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.